This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's a Michael K show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
This is Spike Lee, and the Michael K. Show starts now. 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Spike. Thank you, Spike, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Monday, November 28, 2022. How about them Jets?
Wow.
How about that Mike White? Huh?
Is that what you expected?
Oh, baby. Let's see how he does against a good team, but I don't want to pour cold water on this.
After he just did.
Just a little sprinkle. The Bears are dreadful, Don.
No, they're awful. But the question is, would Zach have done that?
That's what I was going to say. Can you picture Zach doing what White did yesterday? It's hard to picture it.
Well, he's never really done it. How many games has he had like that? Now White's had two of them.
Right. How many times? That is a good question. Has Zach ever eclipsed the number that White had yesterday, in which was White's second best output?
And was on his way to doing it a second time last year and a third time overall in Indianapolis before he got hurt. He's had one bad game, and that was the Buffalo game. Otherwise, he's looked great. And these are the weapons. This is the way the Jets are supposed to look, right? That's the feeling. That's what really hurts Zach, is that, White's more experienced, a little older. But, God, he made those weapons. He made it look easy. It was said by Saleh afterward. And he hasn't been, Zach hasn't been able to do that. So it's a reset for Zach. That's what they can call it. But more outings like that, guys, Zach's not going to find the field. He's not even going to be able to find a uniform because they won't even dress him if White continues to play this way.
Here's Saleh saying that White makes the easy look easy.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that, especially in the elements. It was he made the easy look easy. I thought he did a really good job with that.
Now, but they let him do more than they let Zach do because they don't think that Zach can do it.
Right. That was revealing too, wasn't it? Didn't we say last week that you're going to see how they really feel about Zach, what they allow Mike White to do? And what did he throw the ball? Was it 28 times or somewhere close to 30 times for 315 yards, throwing it all over the field? They don't allow Zach to do that.
No, quarterback rating in the high 140s, and I'm so in that I'm wearing my Joe Namath black Jet jersey.
Wow.
I'm still not ready to buy the Mike White jersey.
Wait a week.
You think?
You give him a couple weeks.
Because if he balls out this week against Minnesota, I might have to go to NFL Fanatics.
I mean, you know what's crazy to think about? Guys, there's a really better chance than not that at this point we'll be seeing Mike White start a playoff game. That's what we're on tracks for.
That's kind of what the Jets are hoping for, right? And they're not going to bench this kid if they keep winning.
I wonder, and the leash is going to get longer every week. Because now already with the performance yesterday, if next week he comes out and isn't great early, fans are still going to be like, hey, I want to see more of what Mike White has. People aren't going to be in such a rush to get back to Zach Wilson.
Now, they have Minnesota and then they have Buffalo. So the question is, what if they're terrible in both of them? Because the next two games after that are eminently winnable.
Right.
So do you stay with him and say, well, he'll play well against the bad teams, and we'll see what he has, or is that the time to bring back Zach?
The question becomes, can we win? Can we do a better job with Zach than we can with Mike? And that's what it comes down to. And the way the players reacted to Mike White, the more you believe that they kind of dictated policy here. They feel like they've got a chance to win. They've got a chance to move forward. So unless he completely falls on his face, guys, because they might get blown out against Minnesota and Buffalo. I don't think they'll get blown out against Minnesota. I think they have a chance to win that game. But what if they lose both games, but White looks good? They just happen to lose. Are you going to bench him? You would have to bench him to say, Zach gives us the best chance to win. Can you see a scenario between now and the end of the season that Zach Wilson gives them a better chance to win than Mike White? That's what has to happen.
Well, I mean, there are some things that are in the way of that. We're in the middle of the Gang Green Report, brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. But as the third string quarterback, he's not getting instruction. So the things where he's having trouble with, he's not really dealing with it. He is the scout team quarterback. So you cannot, the way things are right now, Don, there's no way that you could realistically say that he could give you a better chance to win, because you have stopped his progress at this point, and there's no way he's progressing further unless maybe you move him to the number two quarterback.
Well, but he could still watch and see the footwork.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Well, it means that it's things that he can't do.
Yeah, but why is he watching video of that all the time?
Well, yeah, but he's going to get a chance to watch somebody who's doing it much better than he's doing it. Remember, when you're the starting quarterback, Michael, you're not taking a look at what other people are doing. You're worried about yourself. And I don't know if there's anybody on that team that can maybe help him with that without actually showing him how to do it. And now he can watch the film of Mike White, watch his footwork, watch his accuracy. It really seems like he's got some fundamental problems with his structure. And maybe he watches Mike White do it and can get better watching film? Or is he going to pout and not want to do anything, and then he's got no chance of being on the field?
You listen to some of the comments, let me take that back. If you listen to all of the comments from the Jet players, they're not veiled shots at Zach Wilson. They're direct shots. Oh, this guy really prepares. This is an offense. Things like that. So they're directly saying that Zach Wilson is not any of the things that they're goo-gooing over with Mike White. Now, when we have a Robert Saleh, either 3:30 or 3:45, according to how long his media avail goes, I want to ask him, if Mike White is this good, why didn't he play those three games that Joe Flacco played? Well, I know he had a bad training camp, but
there's two theories at play here. That they never wanted Mike White to be the backup because they didn't want anybody to really challenge Zach, because they wanted Zach to be the starter. And they knew that if Mike White was dressed and played in those games, then you would not want to sit him. That's the conspiracy theory. I think the Jets want to win, and they give the job to the person who's best suited for it. You listen to Rich Cimini when we had him on last week. He said that Mike White did not have a great camp.
No, it's terrible.
And if he had a terrible camp and he had his chance to compete for the number two job and lost it to Joe Flacco. So how do they really believe in him? Is this just their best option? Or do they think that Mike White can become something? I think it's their best option. What does that say about Zach Wilson that a 27-year-old drafted in the fifth round and a guy that could not win the backup spot in training camp is your best option? That does not look good and will not look good for the foreseeable future for Zach Wilson. If you had to bet right now, it's got to be even money. He never plays another down for the Jets again. It's got to be at least even money.
Say again?
Because how does he get on the field this year?
And then you go
into next year. What are you going to do, guys? Because White's a free agent. You got to address him. If he's the guy that leads you to the playoffs, you got to give him a contract. You got to go out and get a veteran. And what do you do with Zach Wilson? Oh, by the way, in a year where you're evaluating on whether you're going to give him the fifth-year option or not. Or are you just trading him away during the offseason and try to get something back for your second overall pick?
All right, let's play the would you game. Shall we? It's always fun, especially this time of year. Jets make the playoffs. Mike White's the quarterback the whole time. They lose in the first round. Who's the quarterback going into next year?
I don't think he's on the roster.
Who?
You don't think?
Zach. I don't think the next quarterback of the Jets is on the team right now. If Mike White loses in the first round of the playoffs and doesn't look great, you're not going to give him a contract, make him the starter. You're going to have somebody test him, and they're going to have to bring in a veteran. You have to bring in a veteran anyway. So does that veteran have a chance to win the job? Or is that just a veteran like Joe Flacco is going to stand around with a clipboard and help the young kids out? I think it's going to be somebody to challenge for the job.
All right, now, another would you question. If you watch Green Bay, I mean, the Aaron Rodgers era is over. Would you do Brett Favre redux and bring in Aaron Rodgers?
Of course you do.
If it's an option?
If you've got a defense like this, I'll take half of Aaron Rodgers for next year. If you've got a defense and weapons like this, tell me the Jets don't have better weapons than the Packers do. right now.
Offensively, they do.
Offensively. And their defense is better than the Packers' defense.
I mean, the Packers have discovered a new star wide receiver, which could make things interesting for them moving forward. But by the way, Jordan Love looked pretty good last night when he came in.
Yep.
But they're going to have to go. I don't know what's going to happen with Garoppolo. I'm assuming he's going to stay in San Francisco if they go to the Super Bowl again, right?
Even if they don't go to the Super Bowl.
And it's almost the same question with the Jets. Like, they gave up so much draft capital to draft Trey Lance. Do they remain stubborn and say, listen, we didn't think Jimmy G could run the real high-powered Shanahan offense, so that's why we got Lance. Why would we sign Jimmy G again? Now, would the Jets make a big trade for a quarterback when they drafted one with the second pick?
You can't be stubborn at this point.
Yeah, you can't be stubborn.
You got to let go. The team's too good. This team really good. These things aren't guaranteed. This is literally exactly what I'm dealing with my team. It's almost the Jets and the Commanders are almost mirror images of each other. I mean, the Commanders are loaded everywhere except quarterback. And you're just like, wait, you're not guaranteed to get these years where your whole team's loaded. You just need a quarterback. That's why you got to hope and pray that somehow Mike White is the second coming of Tom Brady, the guy who's overlooked, who turns out to be a stud. You got to pray, because otherwise, Don, they have limited options next year. I mean, they're not going to get a good draft pick, right? Do they have someone else's pick next year?
Nope.
No.
So they got their own pick. It's not going to be very good next year because they're a good team. And you mentioned Aaron Rodgers could be a possibility. Jimmy G, I don't think, will be a possibility. How many are there? There aren't that many choices.
But the question then becomes, can they get to a level where you don't have to get that great a quarterback? Like, they're kicking it old school. Get me a Brad Johnson. Get me a Trent Dilfer. We believe our...
But you're the same one who basically said last week, you don't think that's possible.
I don't...
You don't think you can win that.
I don't think you can win it all that way. But are the Jets just looking at, hey, I want to be in the dance. I want to be able to be a perennial playoff team, and maybe, just maybe, as we are starting to transition guys away from the elite quarterbacks. Tom Brady's right now pitching for a 5-6 team, okay? So Tom Brady is on his way out. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's on his way out. Right, so we're starting to transition to a new era of quarterbacks, and I'm not really sure where they're going. What's the Chargers right now with Justin Herbert? He's obviously the next generation, but the team isn't going anywhere. You know, the Baltimore, that was a miserable loss yesterday against Jacksonville. They're not even guaranteed to win the division with a former MVP at quarterback. So maybe the feeling is, hey, listen, I don't think we can win a Super Bowl without an elite quarterback, but in the time being, give me somebody slightly above average, and let's see if we can't muck our way into the playoffs every year and find all of a sudden a chance to maybe compete for a championship.
Scorching hot take. The best quarterback in the NFL starts playing this week.
Oh, stop.
He's better than
Patrick Mahomes?
I think he'll be right in the conversation. If he picks up where he was, that was a long time ago. I think he'll be right in that conversation.
So he hasn't played in a long time. Therein lies the rub.
There is the... Wait, is that a double play?
Yeah.
Wow. That is very good. Therein lies the rub.
That was very
good.
Thank you.
How long will we be here? We'll be here all week?
I'm going to be here all week.
Okay,
yeah,
that's great.
At least that long.
Okay.
1-800-919-3776 is the number. Now, the Jet defense is highly touted, and rightfully so. Didn't look good in the first two drives against the Bears, though. Then they woke up. Didn't look great in the first
two
drives.
No. Looked a little sketch early on. By the way, Cristiano Ronaldo on the board for Portugal.
Exciting.
There you go.
You know what's
so
happy
exciting.
About that.
Sounded like Mindy.
He did.
Oh,
my
so
guy,
exciting.
Graça.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's Portuguese. His wife is Portuguese.
That's right.
You know what that means?
No.
No, it means both sides of the family are Portuguese.
And you know what that means?
A lot of salty food.
And a lot of Portuguese being spoken.
Wow. That's the Gang Green Report, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. Now, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday.
I did.
You did.
I did.
Don?
Yeah, very good.
Yep.
Got to see Mom.
How is Mom?
Good.
Is she watching right now?
Probably,
Hi,
yes.
Mom. I've been sick since last Tuesday, like you wouldn't believe.
Your text scared me yesterday.
And here's the deal, Peter. In the small little town of Mayberry where I live, so I can't stop coughing at night.
Okay.
And so on
Saturday. My niece said the same thing, by the way. Can't stop coughing at night.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Because something drips down the back of my throat. I just can't sleep.
It's called post-nasal drip.
Post-nasal drip. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me get some kind of cough suppressant. So I went to CVS. That's my go-to.
Sure.
Like any human being.
Yeah, they're the best.
The entire shelf of cough medicine and NyQuil and all that sold out.
Everybody's sick.
It's like everybody's sick.
I had a cold for like a month.
I've heard about this from a few other people. I was with a buddy.
I did test for COVID. It was negative.
See, the problem is now we live in this world where if we test for COVID and it's negative, you go, oh, well, good thing. As if that means you can't be sick.
You can still have bronchitis.
You can still have a lot of things.
Dr. April said that to me when I first got sick like a month ago. It's like I tested positive. I tested negative for COVID. So it's not, he's like, yeah, but you still have to treat what you have. It's not like not having COVID is a get out of jail free card.
I know. We're used to being, well, it's not COVID. Good news.
Right, good. Well, you still got to treat the symptoms.
Sometimes you'd rather have it be COVID because you know what it is. And then it hopefully goes away.
I don't think I'd rather have it be COVID.
You've had COVID though, no?
Twice. I'm a two-time winner. Yeah,
you're a two-time winner.
Yeah,
I remember.
I'll get number three too.
But you're fine otherwise.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you don't have any aches or pains. You have no fever. You're able to get through this. The
sometimes
voice sounds
my temperature
fine.
Goes up to 100.
Really?
That's very, very infrequently. But most of the time it's 98 something.
You're not doing your home testing garbage. I think we're over that. Go to an urgent care, spring for the cash, and get yourself a nice test.
What does that do?
Of course I test at home. It says negative. I'm fine.
No, but here's the thing. I mean, it sounds like this is seemingly not COVID.
It's not.
So
would I come in and infect you guys?
No. I wouldn't tell you to stay home. I'd do what you want.
Really?
I'm not saying it's right, but this is where we are now. It just feels
apparently it happened at the British Open.
Yeah, you see that?
No.
Rory McIlroy gave it to Tiger.
Oh, see, that's wrong.
You can't give it to Tiger.
not El Tigre. No. Not El Tigre.
Now, before we get to your phone calls,
we're going to be dropping
time,
some golf on Peter.
Yeah, wow, thank you.
For the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, they're sponsored by FanDuel,
sure,
America's number
this?
One sportsbook. Well, here's what
I feel better. I feel better. I'm in a better place than I was Thursday.
Peter is simply the best. Peter is amazing. We all lost with the Cowboys.
We won that game. I'm going to take the win. I think we should all just take the point. No, because first of all, the fix is in, all right? They already knew the game was over. They're playing with people. A makeable field goal missed the field goal. Right then, I knew the Giants were scoring.
Yeah, you knew it.
What would the field goal have made it?
The field goal would have
made it 18, right?
18, so the touchdown wouldn't have mattered. But he misses the field goal. Giants march down, score with like no time
left. 2 seconds left.
And then cover the number. Give me a break, all right? That's why you can't mess around with this stuff.
I know.
We got it right. We got the pick right.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We should solicit. We should hear from someone today who just lost an absolute obscene amount of money in the last minute of that game. Because you're right. You texted us, Michael. People's lives changed.
Yeah, because, oh, my God.
I understand technically we lost.
We did.
All right? There's not a bookie that's going to say, oh, you're right. They played well. But if you win, can you really sit there, fold your arms, hold your head up and say, I knew that was going to happen. I knew they'd miss a field goal late and the Giants would score another. No, you felt like when you made that pick that the Cowboys were going to dominate the game, which they did, and cover the number, which they would have, if not wacky things. You can't tell me you predicted that to happen because you saw the Giants are going to play them tough. All right, the Giants hung in and you should be proud because they were decimated by injuries. But still, that game was the 10-point spread that it should have been.
It wasn't like my Detroit win that day, where I knew from very early on Detroit was covering. Like, you could tell Detroit was going to hang.
Don, you had the Bills in that one.
Yes.
Yep. So you knew right away that you were losing.
Yeah, I knew right away. And listen, I'll be honest with you, and this is not to say that I deserve a win or anything.
Okay.
I was trying to make up some ground there.
Right. Oh, okay, got it. You weren't passionate. You saw it as an opportunity.
I'm going to tell you what. If we had to submit our picks, I would have had Detroit. I changed on the fly because I wanted to try to make it some points.
You sold your soul for 1 point?
That's sad.
Hey, listen, it's 1 point, which I'm only 1 point back of you.
I understand.
That's why I feel better, because I watched that Raider-Seahawk game as if my son was playing it. Because of
Wait,
one
who
point.
Did you have?
I had the Seahawks.
Seahawks given 3.5.
Geno being Geno again.
Oh my God! And the Raiders won with a touchdown, right?
Right. So I felt I felt good going overtime, but the Seahawks could have scored a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
But Jacob scores the 86-yard touchdown run, and then it was good. So, but I was watching that
good
again,
for you.
Like it was my job.
I was 0-3, by the way. So let's recap.
Okay.
Peter had a great week. He was 2-1. So he got his three-pointer.
Sure, I did.
And his one-pointer. So he picked up 4 points.
Yeah.
Don was 1-2. He got his two-pointer, picked up 2 points. I'm 0-3.
That's 0 points.
0 points. So here's where we stand right now.
Yeah.
Peter has a Zoftig lead of 9.5 points over me.
And how about that record, too? Give him the record.
21-14-1.
That's no joke.
That's a real record.
44.5 points. That's I'm 17-17-2. The definition of mediocrity. That's 35 points. And Don's 16-18-2. He's 34 points. And I will say right now, I'll very proudly say it, stand forward and say, I, in fact, volunteer. I will be in the dunk tank.
Right now.
I've lost.
Well, that takes some of the fun out of it.
Yeah, you can't do that. By the way, every week someone says they're done, and no one ever quits.
Well, I did have my son step up because he said, well, what's at stake this time? And I said, well, you got to be in the dunk. He said, I'll do it for you. He loves dunk
tanks. Yeah, because our punishments are things that kids look at as fun. Because right. we have no cubes whatsoever, no guts. You all make me sick. He would not want to be in a dunk tank if it was cottage cheese he was falling into. But because it's water, it's play. Kids want to play water. Because we're the only ones that punish that people want to have happen to them. Because you got no guts.
Let me tell you, I would much rather go into a dunk tank with cottage cheese.
Really?
Much. Than water? Absolutely. You get it filled with cottage cheese, I'll go ahead first into cottage cheese.
You're not disgusted by cottage cheese?
No, I'll clean it off. It's not going to enter my system.
But water will, and that's bad?
I don't like water. I don't even like taking showers.
Really?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Shower is like one of the top three things a human being can do to themselves.
Excuse me? What are the other two?
The way I said it begged that question.
Do you have the other two?
I do.
All right.
In my head, I do.
Yeah, is it something sexual?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That's one of them. Sure. Thank you.
And you can actually
one of them you can actually do in the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But no, you don't like taking showers?
I don't like water.
If it was socially acceptable to take four a day, I would.
Well, why isn't it socially acceptable? Is there a water
shortage?
Because
I think people would think there's something wrong with you. Like, excuse me, I'm just going to excuse myself.
How many a day do you take?
No, I just take the one. But I say to myself,
I'm on two right now.
When I get out of the shower, I say to myself, boy, I wish I could do that again. Really? Right, because you don't enjoy a shower?
No, listen, I do. Now that I've been doing two a day, the second one I'm a little like, all right, let me get
this. Why are you doing two a day?
Honestly?
Is that before you and Natalie cuddle?
No, it's not necessarily about that, but it did come from Natalie. I believe that sometimes if I'm not really aggressive with myself, I stink. I didn't think it was true. I don't have BO. Like, I don't stink like sweat.
No, you need that.
But it's all the hair.
That's out maybe
there.
It is.
So body hair.
I started taking a second shower a day. I use Dial antibacterial soap. I smell gorgeous now.
Well, because remember, he starts his day very early. So by the time you get to noon, 1 o'clock, that's like a full day for most people. So it makes sense for him to do. I just never heard anybody didn't like a shower.
Well, let me.
So you can't wait to get out once you're in. I want to stay.
I play music. I listen to podcasts.
Oh no, I'm just.
Sometimes I bring my phone and watch highlights.
I'm repulsed by myself. I don't want to be in the shower.
Right.
Also, I don't even like going into pools. It's like, okay, I'm wet. Yee, that's great.
That's how you feel about pools.
I don't even like pools that much.
This is a way worse take than your food stuff.
And you know that I despise with a hot passion baths.
Oh, well,
sitting in your own filth is disgusting.
Well, no, but that brand. That's on brand.
But you wouldn't like a nice sauna? Like, or
no.
Or sit in...
What? And sweat? No.
So what about... Would you have not liked Natalie's birthday when we went to the Russian bathhouse and we sweated in the sauna and then went in the hot bath?
Cold bath. Wait, I've seen her without clothes on?
Let me refer... Excuse me?
Stop. You said Natalie's birthday.
But yeah, no, everyone was wearing a bathing suit.
Well, no, then not a big deal.
But you wouldn't sit in a hot tub?
Without clothes, you'd go...
What about a nice
just
hot tub?
Just to see, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sit in a hot tub?
I don't like the sweat. I sweat.
Well,
I'm
you're not
sweating
really
right
sweating.
Now.
It's just it's nice to sit in a hot tub. The hot bubbles.
No.
What is the matter with you?
Done.
Water. It's the essence of being. It's the reason
water
we exist.
Water is the essence of being.
No, it's,
what are you,
it
Aquaman?
Is. No, it's true. What are we were like 30% water, right? And I'll also tell you this. If I'm dying of thirst.
Right.
And I can have anything to drink. Give me a tall glass of ice water.
Delightful.
That's going to quench my thirst better than anything.
I don't even like taking showers.
Who doesn't like to take? You're.
He's a strange.
No,
he's a strange bird.
Honestly, I would really seek help. Showers like one of the top three things a human being can do to themselves.
So excuse me. What are the other two?
I should really listen to Peter's reads during the show.
For bath fitter?
No. I don't want to listen to that. Your mental health reads.
Oh, yeah.
Because I need help.
That is very, very... I can't believe in the summertime, like, you don't like the feeling of being at a resort and just jumping in the pool when it's like...
I hate that feeling when you jump in the pool and it's cold. Hate it.
Even when it's really hot
outside. Hate it. Because it's just a shock to the system. I figure that one day the kids will make me jump in and I'll have that major, massive heart attack because of that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's really good for you.
That jolt of cold?
Yeah.
Really?
I swear to you. Don,
I only take hot showers, though, never cold.
Well, cold is good for you. Look it up.
I know. It's hot, but I really like them scalding hot.
Oh, and I hate the scalding hot.
But we can all agree we love water, except Michael.
Correct.
I don't mind drinking water. Look, I bought some smart water today for me.
And
an Arnold Palmer.
A cannon. An Arnold Palmer cannon.
Still only 99 cents, which is amazing.
Thank God for Arizona.
In some places, they call it the Liam Neeson. I'll tell you off the air.
A Liam Neeson?
Yeah, I needed some help.
I don't
really see a... Is that what you're saying about?
He's half and half?
No.
He's iced packing tea and lemonade?
Michael told me the story.
Oh, my! You're out of your mind.
I love when it eventually seeps in.
Oh, that's the Michael K. Show Pro Picks. I don't know how we got there from that. Sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Yeah. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Brian in Martinsville. Start it off, Brian.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Don. Hey, Peter.
Hey, bud.
I love you guys. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and you guys keep me sane. You actually announced the birth of all three of my kids.
Oh, so. Wow.
Wow, cool.
Well, number four comes, we're here for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but the takes, I tweeted you guys last week, and I called the take trash. You know, Don saying that the quarterback is not on the roster if Mike White takes us to the playoffs and loses in the first round. If Zach took us to the playoffs and lost in the first round, we'd be building a statue.
Right, because he's your second overall pick. You believe that he is going to be something.
Yeah, right. I get that, but Tom Brady was three picks away from being Mr. Irrelevant.
Right, but I you could say my take is trash. That's fine. We can agree to disagree. Are you not going to get a veteran quarterback during the offseason?
If Mike White takes us to the playoffs but loses in the first round, it's going to adjust our plan. I'd go out and get a Minshew to compete with him. I'm not going out and guaranteeing Garoppolo all that money to start over.
And so I believe that – I don't believe Mike White's the long-term answer.
But there's so many versions.
But is it that crazy a take? This guy had an awful camp. He was drafted in the fifth round. He's been bouncing around. He's had his chances. Now, if you want to say it's a conspiracy that he hasn't had the chances – because they didn't want him to have it. It's just that's my prediction.
Dude, he had the 10th best game of a quarterback this year, and out of the last 4 years, the three times the Jets scored over 30 points and threw and had 450 yards of offense, Mike White's been the starter.
Okay, so you think he's going to be the future quarterback of the team. I don't. But I'm not going to call your take trash.
I just also
think... Oh, no. I didn't call your take. You think my take's trash? Okay.
No, that's listen. It's
and I think you got you're beating up on the Jets. My point is,
Who's beating up on the Jets?
You didn't give Saleh the credit when he did the move. You said Michael was saying he should still be playing.
Well, then talk to Michael. What are you getting on me for?
Well, Brian,
Brian. Yeah,
you have essentially eliminated your second round pick, your second pick in the draft. You wasted it. That's what I was saying. I'm not saying that Mike White didn't give him a better chance yesterday. So they decided it was more important to make the playoffs. I understand it. They made the playoffs in forever. Than it was to see if their second pick in the draft actually was a great player. They've eliminated that. I know that you might not ever see him again for the Jets. And I love people too. They were upset with his body language. He looked like Darth Vader with the hood up on the side. If I was Zach Wilson, I would be rooting for Mike White to throw 5 interceptions. Oh, not a team guy. Listen, it's your life. This is his career. If Mike White does what he does yesterday, make Zach Wilson look terrible. Terrible.
But you gotta. But Michael, there's a reason you're not attempting to be an NFL quarterback.
I know.
You gotta act. You have to. You
first
have
of all,
to
it was pouring. He had a hood on.
No. I'm not saying that yesterday was an example that he's.
But
not
in
that
his
guy,
soul, you think he wanted Mike White to do well? Be honest.
No.
In his soul.
No, but I think there's a lot of times where people don't want that, but they put on a good show because they truly
or
support
try
their
to
teammates.
Pay attention and try to learn something. Don't pout. He's got to get better. That's why I want to talk to Robert Saleh. How do you get better not playing? But he's going to have to do the homework. He's going to have to now try to apply what he watches in the few times he gets a chance to practice.
I just want to argue with you, Don, about a little bit about your idea that if the Jets make the playoffs, lose in the first round, what does that say about their quarterback situation? The only thing I'd argue is there's so much gray there about how does it go.
Oh, of course.
Like now, what if they could make the playoffs without White being very good.
Right.
They could make the playoffs
absolutely.
And he could be tremendous.
But Michael asked.
He could play great and lose.
But Michael asked me a question.
Right.
But again, I'm a piece of human trash because I don't believe Mike White's Tom Brady. But that's what's now being built because he's the shiny new toy and he's been great a few times and now he's God. And if I don't agree that he's God, then I'm trash. Okay, I appreciate that you called, but just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean it's trash. But I guess he has no respect for me. Fine, right back at you. But my point is, Michael's essentially asking me, do you think Mike White's the future quarterback of the Jets?
And you don't.
And my answer is no. But right now, it's going to be very difficult to prove that because in 3 of the 4 games he's played, he's looked terrific. But I guess people don't want to pay attention to that he didn't have a very good camp. And he hasn't really been able to gain traction as a starter in the NFL. Because I got to tell you, if he did have an immense amount of talent, I'm sure the Jets would be getting phone calls from people wanting to pry him away when he was inactive for the first 6 weeks of the season. So, hey, he could turn out to be the next Tom Brady. And maybe he is this lightning in a bottle that they found. I hope so, because I want the Jets to do well. But Michael asked me a question, and I believe the next quarterback is not on this roster. I think Wilson is done, and I think Wilson's White's going to serve his purpose. But at some point, I think he's going to eventually lose the job the way he has in his career.
What I don't like is when people say, maybe he's the next Tom Brady. Tom Brady is once, not even a lifetime, in the history of the NFL. How many six-round picks, 199th, whatever he was, how many do that? None. So you're saying now the Jets got it. Jets got it this time.
And
they got the next Tom Brady. And there was no previous Tom Brady. There's been one Tom Brady.
And as far as giving Robert Saleh credit, of course, give him credit for benching Wilson. Wilson deserved to be benched. But was he benched because Wilson was garbage, or was he benched because Mike, they see something in Mike White and thinks he's going to be the future quarterback of the team? Come on, guys. He's not Zach Wilson. They were going to play Mike White because he's not Zach Wilson. He's better than Zach Wilson right now. That's why he's playing. But it's the same coach that decided to have him inactive for the first 2 months of the season.
I'll throw some names at you, Michael, since Tom Brady may be a tough one. Brunell was drafted in the 5th round.
Yeah.
Rich Gannon in the 4th round. Brad Johnson, it says round 9, 227 overall.
Russell Wilson was a 3rd round pick.
Matt Hasselbeck, 6th round. Mark Rippon, 6th round. Theismann, 4th round.
The guy's also on a second team.
And what did those guys do? What did Wilson do? when Seattle signed Flynn to a contract because they didn't think Zach Wilson was going to make the team, and he took the job away and never relinquished it.
Russell, that is, yes.
Right, Russell Wilson. Joe Montana, third round pick, takes the job away, becomes the starting quarterback. So I'm not knocking Wilson being a fifth round pick. I'm knocking the fact that he's yet to be able to do it on a consistent basis. I'm rooting for him, but do you think he was given this job because of him or because he's not Wilson? Wilson deserved to be benched.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Now we get a chance to talk to the head coach of the New York Jets, Robert Saleh. The Robert Saleh Report on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Pepsi. And the coach joins us now. Coach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Big win for your team yesterday. Mike White played very, very well. Give us your overall view of the game and how long can you ride White?
Offensively, all three phases. Obviously, it started a little slow on defense.
Why do you think that was?
They hit us on a couple of explosive plays early. The first drive, they had a check down that... we miss a tackle, and he takes it for a good chunk, and then they back it up with another check down that goes for an explosive, which led to a field goal. In the second drive, they had that goal ball that got them into the red zone pretty quick. They had a boot and then two explosives again. So anytime you get an explosive play, you're going to score. You have a tremendous opportunity to score, and they did a good job generating explosives early, but I felt like we put it to bed pretty quick. So... So pumped for them. Special teams was as good as always. And offensively, thought the guys were really efficient. We were really good on third down. We ran the ball really well, especially in the second half. And Mike did a really, really nice job distributing the ball and moving in the pocket and being efficient.
Of all the adverse weather conditions you can play under or coach under, where does driving rain rank?
For defense, awesome. But that's why we always say, like, especially out here in the East, I mean, there's three things that travel, regardless of venue, weather, team, doesn't matter. It's your run game, defense, and special teams. But the pass game was working yesterday. But driving rain isn't always fun. But I thought our guys did a really good job handling it.
Now, Coach, I'm wondering, Mike White looked so good yesterday, and he was not active the three games where Zach was injured, and you played Flacco. What changed? Why wasn't he able to play those three games?
During training camp, Joe earned it. He's experienced, had a really good camp. I think anyone, if you talk to our beat writers, I think they'd all vouch for what they saw and that Joe was fantastic during training camp. And not to say Mike wasn't, but he was clearly deserving of the second spot in that first opportunity. Mike's done a really nice job since I think it was, there was like a week or so before that Giants performance where, things just shifted for him where he had a slow start to training camp, and then he finished the preseason really strong with his performance against the Giants in preseason. And he's continued to work. He's continued to show great preparation, and we just felt like a month and a half ago, we put him at the number two spot in the event Zach had gotten hurt. that we wanted to give him the next opportunity. We were not expecting it to go this way, but he's getting his opportunity now, and he's taking advantage of it.
All right, so now Zach has to watch and not active. And so how can you see if he's picking up? How do you see he's learning and improving when he's in the seat that he's at right now?
Zach?
Yes.
So with Zach, there's always, whether you win, lose, watch, or play, you can always learn. And, you know, there's, without getting into too many specifics, there's just things that we want to check for Zach with, call it box checking, if you will, with regards to just overall mechanics and mental preparation and all that stuff. Like I've said all along, Zach works as hard as anyone. He's making good decisions with the football. He's really, really good running the huddle. There's just certain things from an efficiency standpoint that I think we all recognize that he can get better at, and I think he does too. And so as we continue to work, he already got 1 week under his belt last week with great preparation and practice, and hopefully we can stack another one up, and we'll just continue to work towards the goal of trying to get him back on the football field.
But Coach, to be realistic, if Mike White continues to play the way he played yesterday every week, we're not going to see Zach Wilson on the field this year, will we?
I'm not going to go the hypothetical route. I am going to go week to week, and I do applaud Mike White, though. It's, you know, we never ask how your opportunity is going to come. We never ask how long that opportunity will last. It's just your job is to play and play to the best of your ability, and then whatever happens, happens. And now, right now, Mike is still rolling, and we'll go from there.
How much of your decision, Coach, is somewhat colored by the fact, and Zach hovering there, that he was the second pick in the draft, that you just can't give up on a guy like that? I mean, if he was like Mike White, a fourth or fifth round pick, would he be in the waste bin of quarterbacks right now? Or is the fact that he is the second pick of the draft, you've got to give him a little bit more run?
I'm not going to speak for everybody, for every organization. I will speak for us here in New York with us as a football team. And it's our philosophy. If a player walks through this building, they're going to get our full undivided attention in terms of development. I don't care if you're a first round pick or an undrafted free agent. It's just that these players have a small window, and they're entrusting their playing, their careers in our hands to help them get to where they need to get to or want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pour everything. We can't quit on these young men. And if there is a coach who quits on a young man, then it's not good enough on our part. And we'll be held accountable for that. So with Zach, whether he was a first, no different than Mike White, he wasn't even our fifth round pick. He was someone else's fifth round pick, but he's in our building. So he's going to get all our love and attention to help him develop. It doesn't change just because you're a first round pick or what. But, you know, with regards to Zach, the intent, I mean, I was watching the Green Bay Philadelphia game yesterday, and Jordan Love goes in. I think this is his fourth year, and, you know, Matt and I talk every day, and Matt has been effusive about how much of a leap he's taken in year four as compared to year three. And so it's just a matter of continuing to grind and make sure that these guys grow into the players that we all know. And if it happens here, awesome. If it doesn't happen here, that's okay too, as long as they continue to play at a high level. And that's every position in football on our team and every player on our team.
Well, I guess to follow up, Coach, I'm just saying, if Mike White continues to play well, the fact that you guys invested such a high number, a second pick in the first round, does it give you an itchy trigger finger? We've got to get this guy back in again.
Well, I learned a very valuable lesson when I was at Seattle with Pete Carroll. I'd been in Houston. I think Gary Kubiak is one of the better coaches that I've ever been around. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But Seattle was the first place I went to. We had just paid Matt Flynn. You guys remember Matt Flynn, the Green Bay backup?
Yeah,
Green Bay.
We were just talking about him before.
Paid all that money to Matt Flynn. Back then it was loads of money. And then we drafted this little quarterback from Wisconsin in the third round named Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the intent for Russell to play, but Russell steps in, and, you know, it's – I learned at that point that it doesn't matter. We're still going to invest everything we have in one another, but the best 53 will play. And, you know, so the itch is to play the best 53. But at the same time, we know what's in Zach's arm. We know that he has potential to be one of our best players. We know that he has potential to be phenomenal in this league. So we're going to continue to grind and try to do our best to develop and help him climb the hurdles that he has to hurdle as a very, very young quarterback in this league. And to think that, I think it would be negligence on our part to say that we quit on anybody after only 20 games. And we're going to continue to grind, and we still have a lot of high hopes for him. And because there's a lot of things that we also see that we think are very, that he's very capable of, and we'll find a way to get it out of him.
Now, I don't think this falls under the hypothetical, but if there is progression, Coach, could you see an elevation to where he could be activated and be the backup quarterback before he jumps to being the starter again?
We'll see. Honestly, I know this is I'm kind of skirting around questions, but I would just want him to focus on one day at a time and just doing his job and trying to jump all the hurdles that we've placed in front of him in terms of working on his fundamentals and his overall footwork and overall mechanics.
You've got some guts, Coach. I mean, James Robinson, your GM, traded for him and gave up a draft pick, and you decided to make him inactive yesterday. What was behind that, and was it something that you have to make a phone call to Joe and go, Joe, I'm sorry, our best chance to win today is with James sitting out?
Now, you know, just like Joe, I said it last week, just like Joe gives our coaching staff an opportunity to speak on free agents and draft picks and give our opinion and our thoughts, I'm always going to include Joe in all the decisions that we make from a personnel standpoint on who plays and who doesn't. And so those conversations are very, very easy, and they're very common with Joe and myself. The motivation behind it is just a feeling that there's been a lot of meat on the bone in the run game that we've been leaving out there, and Bam just has a one cut get north and south running style to him that's violent and fast. And not to say that they're not, our other guys aren't violent and fast, but it's more feel, where Donovan is just hit it. And so just a different change of pace. And both styles work. Both styles have been productive. It's just we just felt like it'd be good to have that little bit of a change of pace yesterday.
I know it's early, but any thoughts on Minnesota?
Looking at I think I've gotten through three or four games here so far, and I mean, they're a talented crew. Their offense is absolutely loaded. They've got players all over the place, so it's going to be an unbelievable challenge come Sunday.
Will Sauce be on Justin Jefferson, or will you switch it up?
I was still game planning.
Okay. And did Sauce get a chance to meet with Revis yesterday?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think they had a chance to speak with him actually a couple weeks ago. He was in the building. It's been fun. A lot of the alumni have been coming through here. Really appreciate when all the alumni come too. It's been fun to get them out here and see them. But that'd be more of a question for Ahmad.
Now, Elijah Moore seemed very happy after the game yesterday. Did he seem like a different guy?
No, you know what? Ever since, I know we haven't had a chance to talk to him and all that, or like, you know, you guys haven't had a chance to see him. I feel like, you know, after the whole trade thing, he's really put his head down and he does what he always does. He's been working, and I almost feel like it's been just let go and just play, just have fun, and things will happen for you. And obviously yesterday was a really cool day for him, had production, got his first touchdown of the year, a couple of explosives, and that's how we see Elijah. We think he's an explosive playmaker. We think he's a chunk yardage type player, and it was really cool to see him to get those plays.
Now, one final thing. I don't know if you can answer this, and usually the most popular guy on a team is the backup quarterback, even with the fans. Why does your team so much, they seem like they love Mike White? I mean, they speak so effusively about him. Why? What is it about him that he gains his teammates' love?
One thing I'm learning about media is whenever you guys preface something with, I don't know if you can answer, I can't answer. I'm kidding. No, Mike, it'd probably be a question for the locker room. I do know when we were all, my family of nine, 10, if you include the nanny, was living at the at this little apartment complex that we shared with half the football team. And Mike White was our neighbor. That he's just a down to earth good dude, you know. Not on a personal level, and what he's like when you go out and all that stuff, I think that's more of a question for the locker room. But he's a likable personality.
Sounds good. I just want you to know, Coach, I have on my jet black Joe Namath jersey in honor of the win yesterday. So just thought I'd tell you that.
There we go. And you said jet black.
Yeah.
It's jet black.
Jet black.
Not self black.
No.
Jet black.
Jet black. Jet black.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks,
this weekend.
Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's the Robert Saleh Report brought to you by Pepsi. And Jet fans, head over to your local grocer and stock up for Jets game day. Football watching. Better with Pepsi, available at ShopRite.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.